The next concert in the subscription series for the Shriver Hall Concert Series is coming up this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. with French pianist Pierre-Laurent Aymard. It's a pleasure to welcome back the series executive director, Catherine Cochrane. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you.
So the fact that he won first prize in 1973 for the Messiaen competition makes what he's presenting for us on the program really appropriate.
Absolutely. So the first half is work by Messiaen, a work by Gheorghe Ligeti, two giants of the 20th century, and he has personal connections with both. As you mentioned, he won the Messiaen Prize as a teenager, and then he went on and studied with his wife, Yvonne Loriot, and has championed his music throughout his entire career. And for Gheorghe Ligeti, a Hungarian-born composer, he worked with him beginning in the 1980s through to Ligeti's death in the early aughts. Many works were written for him and dedicated to him by Ligeti, who called him the premier interpreter of contemporary piano music.
So looking at the Messiaen works, the catalogue of birds, and he's doing just the last one of those,
yes.
Right? Yeah. And a curlew. So what is so fascinating about these works is that, yes, sure, he's working with bird calls, but he's actually really creating the whole environment of each bird, isn't he?
Yes. So he, in addition to being a giant composer and an organist, was also an ornithologist. And birds took on a real spiritual meaning for him through his life. And he wrote a number of works connected to birds. And each movement of the Catalogue d'Oiseau is anchored by a bird, but also references that whole region. And this one is an island in Brittany. So you can hear the fog, you can hear the foghorn, and you can hear the birds as well. And it's a short piece, about 10 minutes.
And the Ligeti piece is built around the idea of pitch, as I understand it.
Yes, this was also written in the early 1950s, and it's 11 short movements. The first one starts with just two notes, and it's built completely on two pitches. And then each movement, subsequent movement, adds another pitch to the final movement, has the entire chromatic scale. And they're incredibly varied. One movement is not like the next, between emotion and tempo and form and contrasting complexities. And I find it just an exhilarating work.
So the Olivier Messiaen and the Ligeti pieces making up the first half of this program with Pierre-Laurent Aymard, and then his massive hammerklavier to close things off in the second half. Really one of Beethoven's own favorite sonatas, right?
Yes, this was a piece he wrote in 1817, 1818, spending almost a year on it at the end of a very challenging 5 years when he wrote some but not a lot of music. It's among the most technically demanding in the entire repertoire, and he has a huge emotional range, plus a double fugue. It's just a massive piece with four movements and one of the most profound adagios in the repertoire.
Fabulous program coming up with French pianist Pierre-Laurent Aymard. And I've been speaking to the executive director of the series, Catherine Cochrane. This is the Shriver Hall Concert Series for this Sunday at 5:30 at Kraushaar Auditorium on the campus of Goucher College. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. Thanks as always, Catherine.
Thank you.